Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
It's a day of hope here at Your Network of Praise, and Dave, one of the special guests we have been looking forward to bringing to the YNOP listeners is a very special person who's part of the team in Africa. Koki Ann is the translator for the Reset program. She translates it into the Swahili language. And Koki, we're so glad you could join us this morning on YNOP.
Thank you so much. I'm very, very, very happy and glad to be here with you.
Well, we just celebrated one more milestone. Last month, we went over 400 Reset programs that you have now produced in Swahili. So we're very excited. I think the current number now is 426 programs have been completed. So we're very happy about that and about the opportunities God has given us to share those in many places in Africa.
We thank God. I didn't even think back to count how many there are so far. But 400, we thank God for sure. That's such a milestone. And he has put everything together to ensure that we're able to translate, produce Swahili, Reset Swahili. And so it's such a joy for sure to be part of this journey.
Yeah, well, we're very happy to be working with you to get this program produced in Swahili and on the air. Well, Koki, first thing we want to just ask is a little bit about you. Where do you live in Kenya?
I live in Nairobi. So Nairobi is the capital city of Kenya. I've lived here for the past almost 20 years. Yeah, because I came here when I was around 19 there, and I'm 37. So for all that time, I've been in Nairobi.
Well, we also want to know a little bit about how you personally came to know Christ as your Savior in Kenya.
I think this is my favorite story to tell. I like sharing it so much as often as I can. I grew up in a Christian mm-hmm. family, so my parents used to take us to church and we would attend Sunday school. And at the age of 9 years old, I remember that day vividly. We had a very committed Sunday school teacher, so he would teach us the gospel consistently. And at 9 years, one day, I just felt this conviction that I'm truly a sinner. I'm truly a sinner, and that I am assured of salvation through Jesus. And so that day, I gave my life to Christ. So since I was 9, I always say that God has raised me. I've not known any faith. I've not known any other power than the power of God and God himself. And that is one thing that almost every day I thank God for the gift of salvation and for him saving me at a very, very tender age.
Was there any point after you came to Christ and had become an adult, was there any specific time or event that caused you to realize you wanted to use your life to serve the Lord in radio and ministry?
Yes, when I was about 20, because after college, I studied journalism in school, in college, and so I thought I'll just finish and I'll go and work for a very big media company and become a very known news anchor. That was my plan as a young adult. But when I was schooling, I got an internship at Transworld Radio, Kenya. And while there is when I was first introduced to Christian radio, to Christian radio ministry. And after I was through with the internship, I went back to school and I kept thinking about it. And my heart kept on being drawn to want to work for ministry in whatever capacity, but mostly in radio. And so I finished school And that's when I went back to Transworld, and that's where my radio ministry began.
We are well familiar with Transworld Radio and have been for many years. We partner with them on some work in Africa right now. Mm-hmm. What did you do during your time with Transworld Radio?
So I was a producer and a presenter for several programs, but the major ones I did, I helped produce Through the Bible in my tribal language, that is Kikuyu. And so I was working with a pastor called Pastor James. So he's the one who would do the translation and of course voice. And I would do the editing and mixing down. And I also used to do the intro and the outro. So that was TTB. And we did that for a whole cycle, 5 years. And then it was renewed for another cycle where we just, you know, updated content here and there. And so it was 10 years in total, just going through the Bible verse by verse. So that was the first program that I did. But I also helped produce TTB Swahili. So I will still do the same thing. But now that was just for a few years. But TTB Kikuyu is where I my focus was for a very long time. I also did other programs like Herald of Hope in Swahili and other programs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So my job was mainly translation, just like I do with Reset Swahili translation, and editing and voicing.
So through the Bible ministry, you said you translated TTB into Kikuyu, which is your mother tongue, correct?
Yes, yes.
And then you worked on the Swahili, which, of course, New Life Africa Satellite Network airs the Swahili and also the French and soon the English versions of Through the Bible. And we also have French, English, and Swahili Through the Bible on our podcast site, radioafrica.fm. So we're excited to hear that you were part of that Swahili and the Kikuyu translations and production of it. And I know with a program series that runs for 5 years, that had to have been a huge amount of work. But in the midst of the hard work, what were some of the blessings that you felt and what encouraged you to go forward with that translation and production work of that program?
Yeah, first of all, the program was feeding my own soul. You know, and that was the greatest encouragement. And so not only was I helping to produce programs that are going to be a blessing to hundreds and thousands of listeners, but the programs were also such a blessing to my own soul. I remember that it's working through, especially TTB Kikuyu, that truly built my theology, because I started working on it when I was around 20, 21, and that's when my theology and sound doctrine, that was the foundation of that. And so the great encouragement was, first of all, to see how my life was being transformed and how my faith grew and how my theology was truly built. And also just listening, because we used to interact with listeners a lot, and just seeing how that program changed lives and transformed lives. That was my greatest encouragement for sure.
Wow, that is really wonderful. We're very grateful for the Through the Bible ministry because of that very thing, that they just go through verse by verse, as you talked about, and that's exactly what we need, and we're grateful we can present that on New Life Africa Satellite Network and on our French language network, Vie Nouvelle Afrique, and then on the podcast network, radioafrica.fm. And it was actually TWR, Koki, that introduced you to YNOP, because one of their representatives came out to our offices in Montana a few years ago, and we told him that we were planning on beginning to do translation work of our mm-hmm. own. But that is new ground for us. We didn't have experience in mm-hmm. that. And so I asked him to share some ideas, and we talked for several hours about it. And then I said, now we need to have someone to translate the Reset program. Mm-hmm. And so I said, this needs to be someone who can translate it into Swahili. Mm-hmm. It is our first project, so we need somebody who knows what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And he didn't let me finish the sentence. He said, you need to talk to Koki Ann. And so you were the first person he thought of. And so then we got your contact information and started exchanging email with you.
Yeah.
And we were very happy when it finally came together. And then in January of 2022, you began that process of translating. So each month, we email the scripts in English to you. And what is the process from that point until we have the program ready to go on the air?
Yes, so when I receive the scripts, I do the translation. Because they come in English, so I translate them to Swahili. And putting context and all that, and then I go to the studio. I voice and I edit, and then I mix them down because we have the opening sig tune and also the closing sig tune. So I put all that together. We also have a voice that introduces the program and ends the program. So I put all that together. We call it mixing it all down to a program. And then, it just becomes a flowing 2 minute program. And then I send back the programs to you.
I will tell you, the 1st of February mm-hmm. last year mm-hmm. was the day that I received the first batch of programs, mm-hmm. and I was actually on the highway going to another part of the state, mm-hmm. and when I saw that email come mm-hmm. in, I pulled over so I could quick download the programs onto my phone mm-hmm. and then listen to them while I drove. And of course, I don't understand Swahili, but it was so wonderful to be able to hear those programs and realize they would soon be on the air being heard by people who do understand Swahili, and God would be working through that program. And I'll never forget that day. I remember exactly where I was on the highway when I received your email and began hearing the program for the very first time.
Yeah, because I remember you sent the response. It was very quickly, and I could tell the excitement that was coming from you after receiving the program. And I can't even begin to explain how God brought me to be part of your team. It was just a miracle, because I was yearning to. I had taken a break like 1 year, so I was yearning to go back to radio ministry. And that December, I was praying and I was telling the Lord, this is what I want to do, if it's for the rest of my life, because it's one of the things that I've done in my life, that it's so fulfilling. A month later, that's when I got an email requesting me if I can, if I would mind doing the project. And so it's been the hand of God all along, and he's doing, and being part of this team, truly it has been such a blessing, much, much blessing to me and to my heart and to my faith. So, yeah, thank you so much for this opportunity that you give me, for sure, to be part of this great, great work that God is doing.
We are very happy to have you working on it, Koki, and we believe God has much more to do through the program. It's currently airing in several countries mm-hmm. by way of the New Life Africa satellite network. Mm-hmm. It's also airing on a large shortwave station that's based in Zambia mm-hmm. called the Voice of Hope Africa. Mm-hmm. We have it on radioafrica.fm, our podcast page, mm-hmm. and it's going some other places as well. So we're already seeing it being made available to many people through a number of different outlets. And we're also talking about sending some Swahili language MP3 players with a radio to another ministry in Kenya. We'll be talking about that more this afternoon on YNOP.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll have the reset program in Swahili on those MP3 players. So we see God taking that program many places already, and I think there's much more to come in the days ahead.
Wow. We thank God. That's my daily prayer, that God will use it to reach thousands and thousands of people scattered all over the world. And interesting enough, so many countries nowadays have started to have Swahili as a language that they're teaching in schools. I think South Africa has started, and another country, I think, also West Africa. So many countries are starting to teach Swahili in schools, and so very soon we'll have so many Swahili speakers. Yeah, so this program, I know for sure that God is going to use it widely.
You mentioned that as you worked on the projects of producing Through the Bible in Kikuyu, that it often spoke to you, and that it helped build the base of your own beliefs. Have there been some benefits like that as you've translated Reset and read those scripts and translated them? How have they impacted you?
I tell you, Roger, I think hardly do I finish translating five scripts, or not even five, like three scripts. Then, you know, like my eyes are just tearing up, and is this swelling of delight in my heart as I translate, because those words speak directly to me. I can't even begin to explain how much of a blessing translating Reset has been to my own faith, and also has helped me, first as a believer, building my faith every day, strengthening my spiritual walk, strengthening my belief in God. And it has also helped me to know how to share devotionals. I serve in several capacities in church. And so when I'm speaking to my fellow ladies, I also teach Sunday school. I'm a Sunday school teacher. I teach 3 to 4 year olds. And just working through this, that has helped me to just learn how to share the word of God in a very simple way. So it's been a blessing. I keep on telling my family and my friends that I find myself crying a lot. And I also get to listen to it like almost every day on our radio station, New Life Africa. I like following up so that I know where to improve, you know, and also just to listen and see how it feels to listen as a listener. And most of the time I listen and I just well up with tears. This program, it's such a blessing to me. I really thank God.
Well, we are glad to hear that, and I'm going to pass your comments on to Bonnie Sela, the producer of Reset in the United States, so I know that will encourage her. And before we went on the air, we were talking for a few minutes about the last few years in the United States since early 2020 when the COVID situation began, and then everything that's followed that has been a time of discouragement in the U.S. Mm-hmm. How has the last few years been for the people of Kenya?
Yeah, the last four years, it's been so tough because COVID, the pandemic just happened unexpectedly. And so we found ourselves being thrown into deep waters, places that we've never been before as a nation. So it really affected us in so many ways. Jobs were lost. The restrictions came with a lot of strain to families and marriages. So many marriages were broken, sadly, to say that. And I think people are still healing from that. Yeah, so many families that were that broke up are trying to reconcile with thank God, but others were just broken up completely. And also losses of jobs, even after the pandemic was over. And immediately the dust settled and we're like, okay, we are now beginning to dust ourselves, and pandemic is now becoming something of the past. We had our election, general elections, that was last year, and it's been 1 year, and for sure Kenyans are discouraged. Unfortunately, the leadership that is there right now, maybe they're still trying to pick themselves and see, you know, and find ways of how to rule the nation. But we've suffered some economic crisis. It has put a lot of strain. We've had demonstrations, people demonstrating a high cost of living. That has not changed. We are facing challenges that we've never faced before as a nation. So it has been a very, very hard time. And for sure, I can say that pastors have been having it rough in churches, because you can imagine people are wounded, families are breaking, and so it has been a difficult time. But we thank God. We thank God that His word is still at work. He's using means of grace to encourage believers and to bring more to faith. So, yeah, so even in the midst of so many challenges, we still remain hopeful that God is still at work.
You know, Koki, as you were talking, I was thinking that's pretty much the way it has been in the United States, too. Everything from the discouragement to families being broken to churches and pastors being under pressure to the economy being a problem to so many. And what you said at the end, though, that it's a time where people need the hope of Christ more than ever, and fortunately many are turning to Him. And that's why it is so wonderful to know that whether it's in Kenya or the United States, that we have the same solution. We have Christ, and if we share His word with people, God will do His work through His word, as He always does. Our motto at YNOP is Isaiah 55:11, and you may be familiar with that verse in which God says that when His word goes forth, it doesn't return void, but it accomplishes what He sent it to accomplish. And I'm glad that that's happening in Kenya and across Africa.
For sure it is. For sure it is. Yeah, and it's true. God is using His people to heal each other and to encourage each other. He's also using His people to reach those that are still in darkness. And it has been so encouraging to see that those that are yet to be believers, when they wonder, you know, they even ask, they'll even ask us, how are you making it? You know, life has become so dark and tough. How are you making it? How can you still smile? You know, how can you still be this hopeful for tomorrow when everything seems to be crumbling down? And that's now the opportunity we are getting to share with them the gospel of Christ, and let them know that it's only Christ who can hold us together, even when everything else in this world is crumbling down.
Yeah, that's exactly the case. And of course, in Scripture, we're told about peace that passes all understanding. And that is what we have in Christ. Yeah, it's interesting that one of the books of the Bible that, if you could describe it with one word, it would be joy, is the book of Philippians. And, of course, that was a book that that was written, a letter written by Paul while he was under arrest and imprisoned, and yet his own heart was full of joy as he wrote that letter and was telling the church at Philippi that was to receive it about Christ. And the more he talked about Christ and thought about it, the more the joy just came through that letter. And we don't understand how that works, but we do have that opportunity for peace that passes understanding when we have our focus on Christ and His Word.
It's true, because that peace is assured, and it's available, and it's real. I love the scripture that says, that encourages us to look to the Lord and His strength and seek His face always. That has become one of my lifeline verses throughout all the seasons of my life, that I need to look to Him and His strength and to seek His face always, because that's the only place and the only way I can be able to wake up every morning, regardless of what life brings every day, and have strength and have hope to still live joyfully. And so I agree with you that it's peace that surpasses all human understanding, and it's available. It's available to us when we seek it in Christ.
Koki, we know that one day, and it'll come quickly, we don't know when, but one day we're all going to be standing in the presence of God, and we're going to be entering into eternity with Him. But between that day and today, we still have work to do, and we know that that hope that we've been talking about in the past few minutes is available to anyone if they just simply will hear God's message and receive it. And that's why we have, and I can tell you also have, that same passion to get the Word of God available to everybody we can while we have the opportunity.
Yes, that's true. And I'll continue to do pray for your ministry, and I continue to do so, because having worked in ministry, I know how impactful that work is, and it never, ever, ever goes in vain. We get calls from people who listen to some of our programs at TWR Kenya like 5 years ago. The program still goes on there, even though the production happened some time ago. And we still get calls from people all over the country, you know, just saying how the programs are changing them and impacting them. And so I know that anything and any work done for the Lord is never in vain. And so I continue to pray for your network of praise, New Life Africa. I'm so blessed to be part of that ministry. And just to encourage you that everything you do, it's never in vain, never, never in vain. And so may the Lord also continue to encourage you and strengthen you, even as you continue with this work.
Thank you very much. We appreciate those words and the prayers as well, and we believe that will be an encouragement to YNOP listeners, because there are thousands of men and women and even young people who provide prayer and financial support to make YNOP and New Life Africa possible. And this is their ministry as well, and so we appreciate what you just had to say. One of the programs that's very popular here in the United States is Turning Point with Dr. David Jeremiah. And a few weeks ago, I sent you an email with a list of 10 things. Dr. Jeremiah produced a list called What to Do Until Christ Returns. And we've been asking people who are on the air with us today to pick one or two things off that list that are meaningful to them and share their thoughts on that. So did you have the chance to look at that list?
Yes, I did. And so there are 2 points that I have been meditating on lately. And so I was like, these are the ones I would like to share a little bit more about and encourage others. Yes.
Okay. What is the first one from the list that stood out to you?
So the first one is reject neglecting the local church. And the second one is remain steadfast.
Those are two very important ones. It's interesting you picked reject neglecting the local church, because that's actually one that Bonnie Sala picked when we asked her that question earlier today. So why?
That's interesting.
Yeah. So why is that one important to you, Koki?
That is very important to me because I, as a believer, I've come to know the importance of belonging to a gathering of believers, a local church, because I know how life-giving that is. And I've come to know that if we separate ourselves from a local church or from gatherings with our fellow believers, our brothers and sisters, then our faith will not, there are some aspects of our faith and our walk with Christ that will not be as steadfast and as strong as they ought to be. And also, it's also a command. Jesus left us, you know, with that command, and we are encouraged throughout the Bible that we need to be part of a gathering of people who profess the same Christ with us. It helps with our sanctification. I've seen that in my own life, that even confessing my sins to my fellow brothers and sisters and knowing that I'll not be condemned, it has helped me to, it has helped my work of sanctification. It has helped me to find a space to serve my fellow brothers and sisters, to encourage them. The word that we are fed from the pulpit, you know, our pastors labor day and night to ensure that they share the gospel of Christ with us. We need it every single day. And so, yeah, so that's why to me it's very important. And actually, it's almost a non-negotiable, you know, as a Christian, I believe that we truly need to find a Bible teaching church where we can plug in and become part and parcel of that community as we travel together through this journey of life. Until we get home, as you said earlier. Yeah, so before we get home, we have a journey to travel, and we cannot do it alone. We have to do it all of us. Yeah, so that's my encouragement to anyone who feel that maybe they have been hurt by a church, or maybe they don't see the importance of belonging to a church, and yet they're believers. That it's very important to find a church and where you can belong to, because it's part of our faith and it's part of our profession, our proclamation as children of God.
Yeah, and God has given abilities to each of us that He would like us to use for building up others. And you mentioned you teach Sunday school. And we know that the local church is certainly one of the first places that people have the opportunity to put their spiritual gifts to use to serve others on Christ's behalf.
That's very true. That's very true. As we are called one body but different parts. And so we can only be functional when we are together. A body can only be functional when it's connected to every other part of the body. And so, and that's why even Paul says we've all been gifted differently, and we can only exercise and we can only apply our gift in the context of a local church. So that's, I think, a constant encouragement that we need to encourage each other. That we should not tire, or we should not think that it's of no use or it does not matter to belong to a local church. It does. That's where actually our life is.
Yeah. The second one you picked from that list is remain steadfast. And why did that one stand out to you?
It's such a reality in our day-to-day life. Because this journey of life can be very difficult, and the journey of faith equally can be very challenging. It has its challenges and difficulties, and it's easy to feel like you want to give it all up. But we have to remind ourselves each and every single day Even the Bible says that, you know, the crown of life will be given to those who persevere to the end. And so we need to stay steadfast because we need, first of all, to show to others, and as you said in the context of a local church, that we need to stay steadfast for ourselves, for our own faith and our own belief in God and our daily encouragement and strengthening, and also for others, you know, for our brothers and sisters, and even non-believers, that when they look at us and they can truly see the faith we profess, and it can only be seen when we remain steadfast in God and in our faith. And also it's possible because we have a steadfast God. That is what I've witnessed in my own life, that even when I get discouraged, and I know that I have to keep on moving, I have to keep on believing God, I have to keep on looking to Him, I have no other option. And it helps me to know that He's there as my steadfast God, and that His love is steadfast, that it will hold me, it will strengthen me. And just knowing that also, I believe in a God who does not change and who does not lie, that when He promises He will be with me, He will be with me. And so I must remain steadfast. I must, because also it's a way of glorifying God with my life, is a way of showing people Christ. That when I remain steadfast, you know, among, you know, challenges and temptations and all that, I'm professing faith in Christ, and I'm showing the world that this is the God I believe in, who is able to keep and who is able to sustain. And so that is why that one stood out for me.
Well, it also stands out to me for all the reasons you just shared. And we live in a very special time, Koki. I believe that that God has His hand on it. In spite of all of the discouragement, He's opening more opportunities and doors of ministry than we ever could have imagined, not just for our ministry, but He's doing that all over the world at a time when the difficulties of the past few years have opened people's hearts to faith, probably more than any time that I can remember. And so as we look at that, we know this is a time when a lot of ministry people and people in general are discouraged, but now is the time that we have people with open hearts all over the world, and we have tools that God has given us, so many tools, radio, satellite, internet, podcasting, MP3 players. God has given us all these tools that enable us to get the Word of God into people's ears, but we have to be faithful to keep moving forward in every way we can while all these doors are open. And, you know, there's still about 3 billion people on earth who haven't heard the message of Christ, and that's a huge number, but with the tools and technology and the open doors that God has created, we could see everyone have the chance to hear about Christ, even within the next several years. But all of us remaining steadfast and continuing in that work that God has given us to do, that is the critical thing right now.
That is so true. That is so true. That is so true. Yeah. Yeah. We have to be good custodians of the gifts that you've given us, and also the resources of sharing the gospel through the means that He has made available to us. And also to remain faithful stewards. I like looking at myself as a steward. You know, someone who's been entrusted with such an important work, and it's humbling to know that God has entrusted us with this important work. And so, you're right, we have to remain faithful and steadfast, even as we continue to carry it out here.
Well, Koki, the work that you're doing is offering the opportunity to hear the Reset program to many, many thousands of people as it continues to grow and be heard in more locations and more places. And so two last things I have. First of all, how can YNOP listeners be praying for you as you do this work and as you go through everyday life and all the challenges that we all face? And then second of all, after you've answered that, if you could just tell us, is there anything else you'd like to share with YNOP listeners as we finish this interview?
Okay, thank you so much. Yeah, so for prayer request, I would like to request that the listeners pray with me that God will, he's been so gracious for the past 2 years. Since we began doing the translation work, I've not had a very major health issue. Just a flu here and there. And so that's one thing I'm grateful for. And so my prayer would be that God will continue to grant me good health, because I know without it, I'll not be able to do this. Yeah, so good health. And also, just what we've talked about, steadfastness, you know, in my faith, and also in this work, that I'll continue doing it faithfully. And to know that this is such a crucial and important work that God has entrusted me with. So those two things I'll really appreciate. And also to pray for the program itself, that God will continue. I'm sure that there are listeners out there who are listening to the program, and that God will continue to work through it, to touch lives and to even open people's eyes, those that are still dead in sin, that God will use the program to show them of their sinful nature and their need for Christ. Also, to pray for our partners, I'm so grateful for Guidelines International. I do pray, when I pray for our ministry, your network of prayers, I do also remember the guidelines. So if the listeners also can pray for our partners, that even as Bonnie continues to faithfully write this devotion, that God will continue to speak through her and to impart words of life that she continues to faithfully put down for the glory of God. And as I finish, I would like to say thank you to your network of praise listeners for their partnership, because they are our partners as well, for supporting this work, for their prayers, for their financial support. May God bless them. And I do pray for them. I do pray for our listeners, and I'll continue to pray for them. And I would like to continue to encourage them that they continue holding fast to this faith that we've been called to, even as the times are hard and challenging, that God can be trusted, and that the work that he has put in our hearts and in our hands, we can do the work faithfully, because he'll give us the strength to do that. And the work means, you know, here supporting Christian ministries, and also the people that he has put around us, our families, our friends, just being faithful stewards of those relationships, that Christ can be seen through our lives. So that's an encouragement that I'd like to share.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for that encouragement, Koki. And we will be praying for you as you continue to produce the program. And as you said, praying for the listeners who hear it, that God will be at work in their lives. Well, it has been a joy to have you on the air during this day of hope, and it's a blessing to be working with you, Koki, as Swahili Reset continues to go forward, and we look forward to working with you for many years to come in sharing the gospel with Africa.
Thank you so much, Roger. As I keep telling you, and I'll tell you again even now, that God has used you and the ministry greatly to impact my life and the life of so many people. And so I'll continue to pray for you. I do pray for you. And thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.